He's the type of chef that will, no matter what's happening during service, no matter how busy we are, he will put me above any of his other priorities. And if I'm stuck on something, he'll come over and he'll just show me why what I'm doing is wrong, and he'll just really, in a nice, calm way, explain how to do it right.
Today on Dirty Linen, we are chatting to Will Edwards. I came across Will on the internet the other day because he is the winner of Apprentice of the Year in the Golden Plate Awards celebrating hospitality in regional Victoria. Will is an apprentice at Jackrabbit Vineyard, and I am super happy to welcome you to the show, Will.
So good to be here. I was pretty stoked when I found out that this was happening. So, yeah, really, really good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I mean, we talk to so many different people on this show, you know, at you know, various positions and levels and stages of their careers, but it's so exciting to talk to an apprentice. Tell us a bit about yourself. Like, what do you do at Jackrabbit?
Well, I'm a second-year apprentice as of now in the restaurant at Jackrabbit. Absolutely loving it. Just working every day, just seeing how what I can learn from each day with the chefs around me, and yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I'm loving it.
So Jackrabbit's a vineyard on the Bellarine, so, you know, near Geelong, just west of Melbourne. It's for someone who hasn't been there, can you describe the venue and all the different sort of offerings that you've got there?
Yeah, so we're a coastal fine dine, just sort of 20 minutes out from Geelong, probably 5 minutes from Port Arlington. A view that the first time I saw it, I was amazed, and I haven't got sick of it every day driving into work. It's somewhere where I just feel really lucky to be as an apprentice. Great, friendly, relatable, talented chefs in the kitchen with me that I adore working with, so yeah, really happy with where I'm at the moment.
How did you find your way there?
I'd grown up 5 minutes from the restaurant, but I had never even sort of realised that it was there purely because I had never been sort of much of a foodie, didn't really know much about the industry at all, really. But I was in year 12 in high school, and I just started like hearing about people going to cafes and going out for coffees and things like that just on their weekends on nice sunny days and stuff. And I just had this weird sort of interest in it, and just sort of wanted to learn more about it. And I'd always loved eating food my whole life. And I went to the careers counsellor at my high school and just said, like, I love eating food. I want to learn more about the industry and sort of how can I find my way into it. And I was lucky enough to get an opportunity to do a couple weeks work experience in the restaurant at Jackrabbit. And after that, lucky enough to get a job there in the kitchen just as a kitchen hand, casual hours while I was still at school. Finished up year 12 and they put me on as an apprentice and I looked back.
That's so good. I mean, it's really interesting. We've actually chatted to a few people on the podcast recently who have, you know, lamented the fact that hospitality is often not really that spoken about at schools, and, you know, that careers counsellors aren't proactive in suggesting that it might be a really good pathway for people. I mean, what was your experience? It sounds like you had to take it to them rather than them suggesting it for you.
Yeah, so also forgot to mention, I used to come home from school and I used to like get on YouTube and just for some reason had this fascination with cooking, these people cooking on these YouTube videos. And I sort of got into, I'm not sure if you guys, oh, well, you probably definitely do know the Bon Appetit thing that they had in the US. I used to watch their videos and I got really fascinated with the things that they were doing. And I was thinking about food journalism from that, but I sort of thought to myself, I know nothing about food and I don't know how to cook. If I want to get into food journalism, I should probably start learning a bit more about it. And I was like, just to myself, I was like, well, first step, let's just learn about food and let's learn how to cook. So I went into the kitchen. Yeah, and I hadn't really, I've loved the kitchen and I haven't really thought too much about food journalism since then.
So, yeah, mate, yeah. Well, I don't need the competition. So you stay cooking. And
yeah. No, It's been so amazing actually learning to cook and learning how to operate in a commercial kitchen. So, yeah.
That's amazing. So what do you love about it?
Oh, I think it was only the other day we were fully booked on a Monday and we didn't have a great amount of staff on due to just, you know, Mondays. And we like it was really busy, but I just felt like we worked so great as a team together, and just like everything that was going out, it just looked so amazing, and everyone wanted to get it perfect, but we're all sort of supporting each other along the way. And I think just the feeling of overcoming that service, together was just something that just made me really happy at the end of the day. I don't know. It's just sort of the whole team aspect of the kitchen I just love so much, especially with the kitchen I'm in.
Have you played a lot of sport or anything? Like has team action been a big thing for you in the past?
I think that's definitely what it comes from, because obviously it wasn't till a couple of years ago when I started cooking, and before then I was just a huge sporty, played a few sports my whole life, and I think it's definitely sort of come from there, that sort of comparing the kitchen environment to a team sort of going out and winning a game sort of, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. And what about the actual food side of it? I mean, you're already in the kitchen at home and watching those cooking videos. I mean, what is it about food itself that really appeals to you?
Well, I've been really into art most of my life, and I think also the art side of just perfecting or making a plate look as beautiful as you can. Like the whole technique around that, I feel like I found an interest in from that art background. And yeah, just sort of the fascination with the industry in that people can make a day out of coming to the restaurant and sort of making their day or their week a little bit better just by sitting down and having a really nice meal, and you know, just being treated to some really nice service. I think, yeah. So I think it was just the whole making people happy was the thing that I really wanted to do, and I felt like food was a good way to do that.
And tell me about the other people at Jackrabbit. Like, tell me about your employers. Tell me about your head chef. You know, and the process of actually learning what you're learning.
Yeah, so we've got Dwayne is executive chef, and he sort of drives drives what we are doing at Jackrabbit, and he's just extremely talented. And I've sort of over the years sort of gained a lot of respect for him just because he's the type of chef that will, like, obviously being an apprentice, it's put me in a great position, but he's the type of chef that will, no matter what's happening during service, no matter how busy we are, he will sort of put me above any of his other priorities, sort of dropping what he's doing. And if I'm stuck on something, he'll come over and, like, he'll just be like so methodical in how he'll just show me why what I'm doing is wrong, and he'll just really in a nice calm way explain how to do it right. And I think I've just gained such a respect for someone doing something like that. And so he's been great to have in that position. Eli, the head chef, I've developed a really close relationship with him. He's very young for his position. And I feel like just someone sort of around the same or similar age to me, it's just been really nice to have there. Someone you can joke around with, but in the kitchen, but at the same time, he wants the food to be perfect, and he wants everyone to have a really nice time, not only the customers, but also our staff. And so, I feel like I've been in a really great environment to learn, but also at the same time, they have a big priority of everyone enjoying their day and everyone actually really wanting to come to work in the morning. So,
It just sounds like you've landed in such a good place. I mean, had you been aware, or does anyone talk about, you know, the hospitality industry often has a reputation of being, you know, really tough, like not super well paid, you know, not everyone's paid, you know, according to the award, or, you know, has the correct conditions. Were you aware of any of that stuff, and, you know, have people talked to you about that the industry's changed or changing?
I definitely heard the odd joke or two about, you know, back when I was an apprentice and things like that. But I feel like just from small stories about, you know, back when I was in this kitchen, it was just shambles and we were working ridiculous hours and things like that. But I have been made aware of it, but I also, it's more just come from just my own sort of enjoyment and my own sort of enjoyment with what I've been doing and what I've put into my job, and all that they've given back to me has just sort of made me feel a sense of gratitude to where I'm at.
So great. And is there a study component of your apprenticeship that you're doing at the moment as well?
I had been in an on-site situation with Box Hill TAFE. So they would, Jason from over there would come down every fortnight and just go through books and pracs here and there with me. But I've just recently decided to switch over to the Gordon TAFE in Geelong for my next year of my apprenticeship. Feeling happy and comfortable and eager with that side of everything.
And so you'll be going on site there a day or two a week, will you?
I believe so, yeah, a day a week over at the Gordon, which is only, like 20-minute drive away from my house, so I'm pretty excited.
So, Will, let's talk about the Golden Plate Awards. I mean, so exciting to win Apprentice of the Year. That is really incredible. Congratulations on that achievement. Tell us about the awards and what you had to do to get the gong.
So I could not believe it when I found out, to be honest. I did not fancy my chances at all. I was pretty happy with what I'd done. So it was a competition held at Comcator in Melbourne, in South Melbourne. And it was five other apprentices from around the region, sort of a little mystery box cooking competition in this kitchen. And so yeah, I'd never done a comp before that, and I was so nervous and stuff like that. I just went there and just did my best, and then a couple weeks later they held the Golden Plate Awards at Flying Brick, in Wellington, and yeah, they just announced that I'd won, and they were really impressed, and I was just over the moon. I couldn't believe it. Mum and Dad were crying, and yeah, I
That's
was
so
super
good.
super stoked. Yeah.
Well, tell us about the dish that you did.
So it was a. They gave us a chicken breast with some different vegetables, and they specifically wanted us to do a hollandaise and also a rice pilaf. And they gave us a recipe for those two, which made it a bit nicer on me. So yeah, it was a I did a grilled chicken breast with the hollandaise and rice pilaf, and then some grilled corn and sauteed broccolini. And then they'd thrown a potato in the mystery box, and I was just like, God, I don't have much time. What am I going to do? I have to use all the ingredients. Well, I'm not sure if I had to, but I really wanted to. And I was like, what am I going to do with this potato? And I don't remember. It might have been a few months before they had a sort of a potato crisp situation in the restaurant on our smoked eel dish, and I was just like, I've got a mandolin and there's a fryer in the kitchen, so it's something quick and could look beautiful on the dish at the end of it. So I ended up doing that, and it looked really nice on the dish at the end, and I was really happy with it. And the judges actually were really impressed, and that was something that they spoke about in the announcement. And I was just like, thank God, this eel dish. I was, yeah, 'cause yeah, it was just such I know I put myself under so much pressure, and I wanted to get everything done within the time limit, and it just sort of made the most sense to me doing a little few potato chips. So yeah, I was really happy.
Yeah, well, a bit of crunch is always good in a dish, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's something they mentioned. They said that their textures were really beautiful in it, and I was quite chuffed. Yeah.
That's amazing. Have you ever had the opportunity to put a dish up at the restaurant?
No, not at the restaurant. One of my pracs that I had in, so I actually worked for about a year in the cafe part of Jackrabbit. So obviously there's the cafe, and also across the road from that there's the fine dining restaurant, which I've been in for the second year of my apprenticeship. And during that first year, there was a little prac where I had to basically just create a dish and sort of do the costs and things like that around the dish. Yeah, so I did a a chicken thigh, which I stuffed and rolled up with, I stuffed it with halloumi and basil and olive, and wrapped it up in prosciutto. And that was something which I had just done a few months recently at home from one of those cooking YouTube videos I was talking about. It was just something fun that I wanted to try at home. And, yeah, I ended up taking inspiration from that and putting it on the menu as a little special in the cafe, with a pepperonata and little herb rossoni. And that was pretty big for me because, yeah, it was my own dish sort of. It was something little, but, yeah, that was a really exciting moment for me.
Yeah, it's so good. It sounds delicious as well.
Yeah, I was chuffed.
Yeah, good on you. Now, you mentioned that your mum and dad were at the awards and just super proud of you. I mean, how do they view what you're doing?
They are extremely proud. So they, my uncle, my mum's brother, had been a chef for quite a few years, and I think when I told them that I sort of wanted to be a chef, they were just really happy, and they were just like, "Oh, we better tell your uncle." And yeah, they definitely recognize the nature of the industry and how it can take quite the toll in some situations, sort of mentally and physically, and they are just extremely proud of me on sort of how I've approached it and how sort of hungry I've been to get the most I can possibly get out of it. They're really proud of me. Yeah. It's really nice to have sort of their support every day.
So good. So Will, what of the future? What, you know, where can you see this all going?
I haven't thought about it too much. I really want to travel. I really want to see the world, and I really want to experience the food in other parts of the world. And I think I'm really lucky in that I'm sort of setting myself up for something like that. You know, rather than sort of just being a tourist and just going to some cafe in Italy or something, I feel like I'm almost setting myself up a little base knowledge that I can, so I can really get the most out of an experience like that. And I don't know if it's a bit weird or not, but I've always sort of admired being able to cook a sort of really nice, healthy food for my family. And I've always wanted to learn how to cook so that, you know, one day if hopefully I can have kids and have a family, I can just help let them enjoy food.
I mean, it's a great thing to be able to offer a kid, isn't it? To have such a good atmosphere around food and good healthy food in the house.
Yeah. And that's something that I've really sort of thought about in terms of my future. And yeah.
Yeah, so good. And definitely the travel thing. I mean, cooking is such an amazing skill to be able to not only take with you but to keep building on as you travel around the world. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty disrupted couple of years, and that's been the 2 years that you've been just starting your career as a chef. I mean, how have you coped with all the disruptions and, you know, closing and opening and everything of COVID?
At the start, it was it was a bit frustrating being in my position and being so keen to get in the kitchen and learn every day and enjoy it. So I was pretty upset during those first couple Victoria lockdowns. But I was very, very lucky that Lindsay and her partner own other venues around close by, and a couple of those actually opened up for takeaway and sort of take home services. And she definitely puts her staff very high up in her priority, and I was lucky enough to get into another kitchen, and you know, I was with other chefs that were based in that kitchen, as well as my own from Jackrabbit, and that was a really good experience. That was the only other kitchen I've worked in, and just seeing what it's like in another kitchen and around other chefs, and how people in other kitchens do things. It was actually a really good experience for me during the lockdowns.
Love it. Oh, well, I'm glad that you managed to, drag a positive out of those experiences. That's really fantastic. Will, is there anything else that you want to talk about or that you'd love to say?
Well, I'm not sure if it's any good for the podcast, but I've been a big follower of yours for a while, and I'm just really, really happy with the opportunity that you've given me being on the podcast. I was really, really chuffed when I found out that when you posted that thing on your Instagram. It's just been really great talking to someone in your position.
Well, it's really great for me to talk to someone in your position. And I think, you know, what I loved about when I saw the post about your award, I mean, I loved your smiling face and, you know, the fact that you've attained this achievement. But I think what I also could really feel was the pride that your employers have in you. And there really is this sense that, that they took so much joy in your achievement. And I think that's so nice. It's just so nice to get a feeling of that real family vibe and collegial feeling, and just a really nice positive thing for the industry, which has obviously been bruised and battered quite a bit over the last couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have definitely fell in love with the team environment that I've been put in at Jackrabbit, and that's the thing with sort of looking towards the future, in that I'd love to be in other kitchens, and I'd love to, well, I definitely will go out and see what it's like in other places, but the situation I'm in at Jackrabbit, I couldn't ask for any more from them. They've given me so much, so I'm really happy with where I'm at.
Good on you. Well, I look forward to eating your food one day, hopefully before too long. But thank you so much for having a chat to us today, Will. It's really, really fantastic to hear from you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been really good.
This is Dirty Linen, and I'm Danny Vallant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta @dirtylinenpodcast. We can't wait to hear from you.